Head broccoli, sprouting broccoli, common cabbage, head cabbage, Danish cabbage, Savoy cabbage, sea cabbage, soft-headed cabbage, cauliflower, kale, common kale, Scotch kale, Buddha kale, kohlrabi, Brussels sprout, head broccoli.
My voice,
sprouting broccoli,
is playing from two small speakers,
common cabbage,
hanging from the ceiling of the sterile art gallery, listing all the vegetables in the cabbage family, Brassica oleracea, in alphabetical order. I hesitate, seemingly reciting the words from memory. The floor of the main gallery has been raised by a 5-foot-high, stage-like structure made of cheap wood painted black. Now the entrance to the 2-story modern building opens onto a freshly built set of stairs leading up to the main space. The lighting is scant, with a single tripod-mounted spotlight directed to a bare wall some 6 feet away, partially reflecting its shine on the rest of the space. The dark color of the stage absorbs a large part of that light, and much of the room is dim. On the other side of the gallery, exactly opposite the spotlight, another smaller stage is mounted on top of the raised floor, shrouded in partial darkness. Spread across the larger stage are stacks of books, mostly novels and short story collections, about 20 to 30 high. Among them, some 10 visitors are sat cross-legged, waiting for the performance to start. I'm standing against the wall next to the entrance to the second exhibition space. It has been left empty with the lights out, a gaping rectangular void. As usual, I'm very tense before performing. The small turnout is a blessing, as my anxiety is proportional to the number of witnesses, but it also phases me, as it already indicates the event is a flop. Beside me stands the actress I hired for the night. A serene expression prevails over her beautiful triangular face. She seems completely impartial to the possibility that the evening may result in an awkward, pointless experiment. Her tight red dress, which exposes her long legs, covered with black fishnet stockings, together with her hair tied in a bun, and thick lipstick, give her a sexy, almost burlesque undertone, like a cabaret singer. We are already half an hour late, the de facto time to start a performance, and it is likely no one will come. I am now just waiting for the gallerist, who is in the courtyard with her assistant, setting up a drill and cooler for drinks. I'm very much looking forward to having all of this nonsense behind me and being able to drink a cold beer. If only I was one of those people who can drink without having their faculties deeply affected, I would have been downing one right now. But alas, I'm a sensitive soul, and any drop of alcohol impairs me greatly. The red head of the gallerist surfaces by the entrance stairs, and for a moment seems to be levitating by itself. It then pauses, as if contemplating appearing, as if it is sitting on the edge of the stage. She then makes up her mind and completes her ascent.
Hey everybody, how's it going? There's beer and stuff on the grill if you're hungry. You're welcome to go outside.
We're leaving soon for an event at After. Everybody's there.
Head cabbage.
I'm bewildered, and so are the visitors. They look at each other and over at us with such incredulity that despite the dimness, we can almost see the perfect illustrations of perplexity on their faces, like drama students solving an acting exercise. Their momentary inertia also suggests that they might be wondering if this is a prank or the start of the performance itself. Apparently overcome with some insane insecurity, the inexperienced gallerist thought better of it and decided to postpone the performance to another more favorable date, as if it wouldn't be preposterous and disrespectful towards the people who did come. Perhaps she's also hoping that she won't have to pay the actress if there is no performance. Work ethics are complex in the tropics. I snap out of my torpor. All timidity and doubt are washed away by indignation and outrage that inflame the veins of my face, jarring the whites of my eyes. Like an angry parent trying to restrain their misbehaving child, I firmly put my fingers around the flabby upper arm extending from the gallerist's sleeveless dress, drawing her close to me. What are you doing?
I think it's better if we cancel the performance. There's nobody here.
There's an audience, and we're doing it. Go grill some sausages. Cowering from my sudden authoritarian outburst, the red-haired gallerist heads outside without another word. The visitors are still staring at us through the dimness, which thankfully is partially veiling our exchange. I walk towards the middle of the stage, zigzagging around the stacks of books. Standing in front of the entrance to the dark, empty room, I take a folded sheet of paper from my breast pocket. I unfold it, turning it in the direction of the light reflected from the wall. It's quiet. People have stopped talking and put their phones away. Their stares are stinging my insides. I start reading. Blue-green.
Buddha kale. Kohlrabi.
Dark bluish-green.
Brussels sprouts.
Grey-green.
Head broccoli.
Green.
Sprouting broccoli.
Blue-green.
Common cabbage.
Dark bluish-green.
Head cabbage.
Grey-green.
Danish cabbage.
Green.
Savoy cabbage.
Then I say, pointing at the wall lit by the spotlight, imagine that a woman is standing there. The actress, who has been waiting on the small stage, starts reciting words.
Color, kale, common kale.
Ascorbic acid.
Scotch kale.
Blue-green.
Bud.
Bulbous. Dark bluish-green.
Buddha kale.
Cluster.
Grey-green.
Kohlrabi.
Green.
Long petiole.
Brussels sprouts.
Curd.
Green.
Head broccoli.
Blue-green.
Sprouting fibrous. Broccoli.
Dark bluish-green.
Flesh.
Common cabbage.
Grey-green.
Foliage.
Head cabbage.
Green.
Free of hairs.
Danish
in
cabbage.
In a pack of wolves, a male wolf approaches a female and says, what do you think about leaving this boring place and go found a city? As if he sucks from the she-wolf who licks her lips in pleasure, Romulus says, Lady of the blessed tits, I want all your milk in my soul, nothing but bad milk to the conservative souls, but I can be square, from close to no one is normal. Sometimes it follows a straight line, the life is good, my badness, yeah. Goddess of haunting tits, milk, my drops on my face, rain of the same goodness over the grimaces of the conservative squares.
Rabbi.
Young Rosette.
Brussels.
A couple.
Ascorbic acid.
Head broccoli.
Bud. Bulbous.
Sprouting broccoli.
A couple sitting in the corner proceed heedlessly to chat, oblivious to the performance. Another visitor extracts his phone, lighting up and unlocking its glowing screen. Some of the more serious diehard art enthusiasts give them dirty looks. When two young girls in the middle of the cluster also start chatting, A young, stern-faced man with thick square glasses next to them shushes them. Shh! The girl sitting on the floor closest to the young man with glasses is suddenly hit in the face with a paperback copy of Epitaph of a Small Winner, as if being slapped by a large hand. She and her girlfriend are stunned for a few moments. The girl then begins to swear in the direction of the young man with glasses, whom she suspects to be her assailant, but it is hard to see through the dimness.
What the fuck? Are you out of your fucking mind?
She's recorded with a swinging slam from a different direction. This time it's The Alienist by a disgruntled visitor. The actress, who stumbled on the text and stopped, is squinting her eyes towards the visitors to try to understand the commotion. Keep going. But she can't hear me whispering or ignores me. Still unaware of what exactly has happened, she addresses the crowd.
People, come on, let's respect the performance. We can all talk later outside.
The girlfriend of the girl who has been hit by the book blindly flows a heavy volume of Rebellion in the Backlands. It lands on a diehard art viewer who in exchange throws back a thin paperback copy of Where Were You at Night, which spins like a ninja shuriken, hitting the girl powerfully on the middle of her dark maned head. An all-out war erupts between the minority of serious art viewers and the greater number of distracted, frivolous patrons. As I try in vain to persist with the reading, I dodge a hardcover copy of Pedrinho's Hunt. Ducking my head, I am at a loss for what to do. The actress comes down from the small stage and hides behind me to shield herself from the literary projectiles. I gallantly turn my back to the shouts and curses that are being exchanged along with the Brazilian classics, and hug her as a book grazes my spine. Flashes of a blue siren from the empty space in the other room whirl in the pitch blackness. As we all turn towards it, a pair of burning headlights transfix us like animals caught off guard in the middle of the road. A car enters from the street through a long sliding door that has somehow been opened. The glossy red car rolls in, playing favela funk full blast from its hi-fi system. A small blue siren revolving on top of the roof. The driver and his companion are wearing suits and sunglasses. They stop the car in the center of the empty room.
To capture bandits, it's my mission. To jail them and to protect our citizen, it's my addiction. I'm happy to do that, and I step on the gas. I'm from the elite squad of the military police class.
The artist jumped down from the stage into the other room and approached the driver through the open car window.
Hey, could you please turn the music down? We're doing an art performance here.
We're the police, damn it.
The artist climbed back onto the stage with the help of the actress who pulled him up.
Just because they're cops, they think they can do whatever the fuck they want.